No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. In here with my boy, Comethazine. How you doing, bro?
What up?
We're just chilling, having a good time out here. We got an event right after this. There's about 200 girls coming, so if you leave, you're weird.
Why are you looking at the blunt? You want to hit it?
No, what the fuck is that wrap you got right there?
What's this shit?
A hemp wrap. Man, I don't know. I think I'm addicted to the backwoods, not the weed. I look at anything that's not a wood, and I'm just like, eh. You want me to hit the hemp wrap?
Yeah, right. Tell me what you think, bro.
How you feeling, by the way?
I'm Gucci. I'm high as fuck.
Yeah, that's nice. I'll probably cough less if I use that instead of a wood. It's nice. Yeah, it's definitely got a flavor to it. I didn't intend for this to be a rap review podcast, although I'm kind of into that direction, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, how you feeling? Do you remember when we did that last interview and you had a shoe on your head?
Yeah.
That was the first time that a lot of our audience got to know you, probably, aside from the actual music.
Legendary interview, nigga. Niggas be thinking that we cut the video.
I know. People say that all the time. Oh, you must have cut it 15 times.
We kept the shoe on that shit the whole time.
The Skecher.
Skecher was on my shit.
You still rocking Skechers?
Nah.
Gucci slides.
Man, yeah, dude. What the fuck? I'm just not wearing them right now.
Just not today.
You feel me? Not right now.
Turn that shit off. What is this jacket?
Spaghetti boy. Shout out to
guys. It's that one with that big ass print on the back?
Yeah, you fuck with it, huh?
I need that. I want the shorts that have that same graphic on it. I thought that was pretty rebellious. They put that massive fucking screen print on the shorts.
Yeah. They fire.
Anyway, so how you feeling at this point in your career? How you doing?
I suck.
You suck?
Yeah.
That's how you feeling? Like it's not working out? You're going to hang it up? Go back to St. Louis?
Yeah. East St. Louis, man.
East St. Louis.
Niggas be out here tripping. Yo. I'm the greatest rapper in the game. You know it. You even said this shit on Twitter. You feel me?
I don't know if I said greatest rapper.
You said I was the greatest, so what? The way you said it was.
Russ is the greatest rapper.
Yo, I ain't got nothing to say with that.
Why, you shook with him running down on you now? You said he was beating people up.
Yo, I ain't hear nothing, man.
I didn't hear nothing because I think they didn't tell me. I don't think they want me to know. I feel like I would know about this Russ scenario a long time ago if people trusted me. They don't. They know that I'm going to talk about it on the internet.
Yeah. Yo, roll up some weed, bro.
Hey, we got some weed right here. Shout out to our boys over at Bearwoods.
Bearwoods.
Bearwoods is the largest kush. Well, at least sort of the largest. Hey, how'd you feel about... how did you feel about... Well, your album. Mixtape.
Yeah.
Bosky. Let's talk about it. Yeah. What can you tell me about it?
It was fun making that shit. That shit was supposed to come out like 4 months ago, bro. But if it would have came out 4 months ago, it wouldn't have had none of the sauce it got now, you feel me? But it was a whole ass track list ready to be released like 4 months ago. But it would have been so trash.
Are you just permanently frustrated with how long it takes for you to put content out with the label and everything?
Nah.
Not that bad?
Nah. I need to start dropping more shit, though. But it'd be niggas dropping shit like every week, bro.
Right.
I drop shit between like months. You feel me? So it's just like, this is the best way to do it. But I could definitely drop some shit every week if I wanted to.
I love the album, but even leading up to the album or the mixtape, it was like a crazy effect that you had going where you were taking your sweet ass time in between each song that you would put out on SoundCloud, but then every song in a row on your SoundCloud was just a fucking crazy banger.
Fire. Yeah. Yeah.
The energy on the SoundCloud was just is really fire. And I think that the mixtape manages to carry over that same energy, in my opinion. Like everything is just, it's just that turn up SoundCloud rap. Let's be honest. How's the reaction been?
It's been straight, bro. Like it's been how I expected it and shit.
Did you expect to get a 2 on Pitchfork? Did you expect to get a 2 on Pitchfork?
What's Pitchfork?
The fucking website that gave you that review that hated it.
It could be a 2.
Yo, you didn't read it?
Nah. You read that shit? You tell me, bro? What the fuck?
They dissed me twice in it, dude.
What the fuck?
It's crazy.
Are they big?
Yeah. Probably the biggest website for reviews. Do you want to read it? I'll pull it up on the screen right here.
Pitchfork.
Let's take a little look here.
Is nigga's name Pitchfork?
No, it's a... I know, and this is the weird thing about Pitchfork is that to me, they're pretty well known. I think to the average kid, they have no fucking clue what Pitchfork is.
I didn't know what Pitchfork was, and they did a review on me, bro.
Yeah, I think that's pretty standard.
Oh, I see Pitchfork. Hold on. I think I've been here before. Is it on Instagram?
Yo, Chris. Yeah. Can you turn on the screen over here? The big screen? I'm going to show
him. It was
him.
Like one person that worked for Pitchfork.
Yeah, it's just some dude.
It wasn't like the whole team at Pitchfork.
Well, who knows what they think.
They think it's fired.
I think the interesting part is that I got called out twice.
In the subject of the buy tape?
Yeah, they mention Adam 22 and they mention No Jumper on it. Here we go. Okay, so 2.6. Let's get a reaction on this. The rapper's joyless debut is the sound of a scam artist. It is unoriginal, outdated, and one of the most stylistically unappealing projects to come from the SoundCloud scene.
Yo, fuck this shit, bro.
I just think it's funny because bro, someone actually went that hard.
Right, bro. What the fuck?
Like, it's such a weird... In this world these days...
Y'all buns. What a camera. Is that the camera?
Yeah.
It might not shit. That shit look like it's pointing at you, bro.
No, look. You can see it right there.
Oh, Pitchfork. Y'all niggas is buns.
Right. I don't know. I just think it's weird because it's kind of like these days just tearing down a brand new rapper just doesn't really seem like it's that good of a look. Like, what do you get out of that?
I don't know. I got richer when the tape dropped, though.
You got richer?
Yeah.
How much do you get when a tape comes out? I don't know anything about this.
Bro, you get richer. You feel me?
Yeah, definitely you get richer. So what about, though, the process by which this took place? Because, I mean, I went over to the studio, No Name over there, or I guess that's where you were recording for a while. And what's your, like, creative process in terms of how you put this tape together? You know, you just go in there every night and just wild out on a bunch of crazy beats or what?
I go in there every night, and some nights I record, and some nights I don't. Some nights I record some shit, but just won't keep it, just won't use it.
Mm.
I do that more than I keep shit.
I feel like you make a lot of songs, and then you're just real picky about what comes out.
I make hella shit, bro. And I just, like you said, I got some shit that could potentially be like some slams, though, that I'm just never going to put out.
That's good. What do you think, in terms of features, who you decided to get in there? You got Ugly God, you got Yachty.
That's it.
The Yachty one stood out because he's like, I heard about this new dude, Comethazine.
Yeah.
How natural was that? What kind of conversation you have?
That shit old. Bro, it's old as fuck, but the tape just took forever to come out, so we had to hold the record.
Right.
But yeah, that shit old.
But.
That was when, that was probably when I dropped Bads when he said that shit.
Right.
You feel me?
Did you tell him to say that? Or
fuck
did you just say, I want you to say something?
Fuck the. Chill out.
What? What'd you say?
Nah, that, actually, what's the conversation? Actually, niggas, I was surprised as fuck with the nigga sitting in the back and it said that.
Mm.
He wasn't in the studio, you feel me?
He didn't have to be that enthusiastic.
I was surprised. I was like, he fucked with me. That's fire.
Was there anyone else who was supposed to be on the tape that you didn't get? Because they're bitches.
Several niggas, but they're not bitches. They're just busy.
Who?
Yo, several people. Should I tell them?
Yeah.
Cardi.
Cardi was supposed to be on there.
I was waiting on some shit from Rocky.
Rocky.
Sway Lee.
Sway Lee. Wow.
There's more niggas.
But
it is, bro, but, like, I get it. I don't really be pressing this shit whenever I hit them for the features and shit. I be getting high. So it's like I hit them, and they hit me back, they say they fuck with me. Bet, like, I fuck with y'all, blight. I don't really, like, hit them up every day. Like, yo, did you finish the verse? You know, I let it ride, bro. Like, I talked to Sway Lee, like, last week.
Are you the same way, though, where you have smaller rappers hitting you up for verses and you're just ignoring them?
Yeah, of course. But, like, bro. But, of course.
Right.
But niggas is see though. Fuck it. I'm not going to be pressing it.
Yeah, totally. How many songs in total? Are there three or four songs that reference Demi Lovato? I feel like we got to touch on her.
Mm.
Pause.
Nah, you ain't got to pause that. You my brother, man. We can touch on her, bro.
We can. No, but, you know, I feel kind of bad. You know, she's in rehab. And
you don't know where she at, nigga. Chill out.
She's not at rehab. You know something?
Was. Yo, it's like four songs. You feel me? Shout out to my nigga Evil over there. My nigga Mateo in the cut, but his leg is all crossed and shit.
You not into that?
Crossing my legs, bro. I'm doing that shit.
Yeah, I heard you're not allowed to cross your legs on the hood.
Not in the hood where they do it most good, you feel me?
Yeah, somebody told me that they were writing an article about 21 Savage and he was in his hood and he had his legs crossed.
Like,
21.
Not like that. 21 Savage did not do that.
No, no, not 21. 21 told him, like, yo, you probably shouldn't have your legs crossed here.
Real.
But I think it was like a gang thing. Like, you're allowed to cross your legs, but only one way.
That's crazy. See?
There's a lot of shit we don't know about. What about... Yeah. What about the shows and the touring and stuff? How's all that going?
It be lit, bro. Like, it be lit, yeah.
You loving it?
Yeah.
Just being on the road?
Not be getting tired as fuck, but it's fun being at shows and shit. No cap.
Are you turning up like crazy on the road?
Yeah, I probably hit this blunt over like 100 times.
Yeah. You got that little roach, it'll last forever. It's got fucking all the crazy resin in there and everything. You can't just blow chump. Smoke in my face and piss me off. I'm not a cat.
Chump.
Chump?
Yeah, you chump.
Oh, man.
You haven't heard that one in a while, huh?
What, you have a song called Chump that I don't remember?
Nah, chump is the word chump.
Chump.
Actually,
oh, yeah,
you're
right.
A song called Chump tonight.
Chump. Chump.
I got some fire
taking
shit.
A dump?
Yeah, I got some fire shit we made in Tokyo.
We made in Tokyo?
Yeah.
Damn, that's your new guy?
Bro. That's a fire shit with me in Tokyo.
He hit me and told me he didn't want to do an interview because I interviewed his baby mama. Bars. No, that's what I'm saying. It's true. I haven't even said that on the podcast yet.
What, nigga?
What? You don't want me to bring that kind of energy to your podcast? I think you should do it anyway.
What are you talking about?
And if he wants to talk about the fact that he doesn't like that I interviewed his baby mama, then we could talk about that on the podcast too, right?
Wait, so you want me to ask him to do an interview?
No, no. I mean, I'm sure he'll hear about this.
Nah.
His baby mom is a very talented artist. It's not like she's just some girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not very familiar with her work.
She's cool. She did a painting for us of X, actually, that we have not revealed to the public at this time. Were you a Mac Miller fan?
Hell yeah.
I feel like you're of that younger generation.
I think I'm 45. Niggas be trying to play me because I look young. No, I'm playing. I'm not 45. Niggas don't really move.
Oh, that you're shit. Not? Niggas fuck. Stupid. That's crazy. I actually really thought you were.
Niggas stupid.
You could easily be 45 with all that chin hair.
You playing, bro? I'm trying to really grow this shit.
Yeah.
Like a goat.
Like a goat.
As hell.
Like a goat.
Rashad Lewis status.
Bro, so how many... I don't know. What am I supposed to ask you about? What do you think the people want to know about? I'm going to open up the chat so I can see what they got to say.
You think the people want
they'll
to
help
about.
Me. Yeah, I find that this is my new thing where I just watch the chat while I'm doing the interview so that way I see what they want me to say. And a lot of times it's better than like trying to use my own imagination because I'm just trying to think of like, what am I supposed to say to you? You're not really talking that much. I could say something about your hair dye. I could say something about like, yo, you do Zans. I could say, yo, you drink lean.
Yeah, do all that crazy shit. Nigga, let's talk in this bitch.
That, you think those are the questions that they want to hear though? I don't know if they give a
nigga,
fuck if you drink lean.
Nigga said you're not really talking. How I'm not talking? Let's get it, bro.
You're talking a good enough amount.
See?
Hey, you drink lean?
Mm-hmm.
You eat ass?
I eat ass sometimes.
Do you really?
Sometimes thinking the word about
I
it.
Feel like you're out here fucking all these crusty ass hoes. I don't think you should be eating their asses. Is that offensive?
Yeah. Hoes don't fuck don't be too crusty, bro. Chill out.
Okay, they want me to ask you about Trapstar. Are you cool with them?
Bro. Did you order the Uber Eats yet, bro? Bro. Asking me questions.
I'm telling you what the fucking chat's asking.
Bro. I represent world peace when it's provided. You feel me? Real nigga.
That's
but
a good
I say
point.
Strapped up.
You say strapped up?
Yeah.
Let's see the gun. We'll probably get kicked off stream, but.
What?
Where's your security guard, actually? You had a guy for a while.
I mean, I had several. I had a midget as a security guard just in case. But the nigga was packing big heat.
A midget.
Yeah, you can, if you look, if you go watch the hero video, you can see the nigga driving the whip. My security guard, he a midget, like he can stay with the strap.
There was a white guy coming in here that with you. That are you calling him a midget? He was probably like 5'9".
5'9", white nigga, big buff ass nigga.
I mean, not that buff, but I assumed he was blicky.
5'9". That is stupid. Yo, what that big ass joint you said I can smoke?
a big ass joint.
You said it was big as hell. You said
the ounce blunt that I don't have it anymore. We smoked that like weeks ago.
Bro, how the fuck would you say I could smoke it then, bro?
I wish I fucking had it, bro. I mean, I could give you a blunt though. Thanks to our boys over at Bearwoods.
When niggas get sponsored.
There you go.
When niggas get sponsored, they gotta do shit like that. Like, that's fine.
That's worth it.
You wouldn't do shit like that.
You don't shout somebody out for the fucking, for the clout?
All right, bro. I just said I'd do shit like that, bro.
What's the wackest shit you ever did for the clout?
Bro, I don't really have clout.
You don't feel like you have clout? How many followers you got right now? Like 500,000?
Almost got 500K.
Yeah. How's that feeling?
If I had more features on my tape, I'd probably have 1,000,000 by now.
You need Thug on there.
I want to get to 1,000,000 with only 2 features. Chomp.
What do you pay more attention to, like your Instagram account or your bank account?
Good question. All
right. I think a lot of people, as soon as they hear that question, they start thinking about how depressing the answer is because you look at your Instagram shit all the time.
No, I actually don't.
You don't.
Only one. Right.
You're
fuck
in
a bitch,
those DMs.
To be honest. Yeah. Only right.
You're in the DMs. I've hung out with you. Like you're in a constant state of checking the DMs.
Look, man. Look at that. Yo, let's talk about some good shit. Cause I'm high as fuck, bro.
Yeah, you do seem high. A lot of people get high before these interviews. It's an interesting way of looking
Who's
at it.
Who's been the highest on this bitch? Probably me, huh? I'm high as hell.
Probably Wi-Fi's funeral when he fell asleep.
Okay.
He took a little cat nap. That was like 2 years ago.
I'm trying to have a legendary interview, too, so I got to do some crazy shit.
Should probably put a fucking sketcher on your head again. It worked before. It'll work now.
Nah, I got to do some crazy shit.
Yeah, I mean...
Yo, tell Bearwoods to hit me up, bro.
For sure. Fatboy threw a drink on my head.
So I can do something to you?
No, I'm trying to avoid that whole little stage in my career, because Trippie did it, too, with the water. I'm out here getting abused.
I'm about to do something to this motherfucker.
Fucking YBN Namir egged me the other day. He didn't really hit me, but he tried to egg me. Him and Joey Fats came through. They tried. They filmed a video for Instagram of them egging.
Oh, shit.
They called me. I came out. They threw eggs. I fucking dodged them like a goddamn ninja, like Neo in the Matrix. But they were filming it, and then the fucking video never came out. I'm like, what the fuck's the point of you guys even trying to egg me if there's no video, if you're not going to put the video out?
Because it's cool to do, nigga. I egg you, too.
Yeah, but now I feel like they expect, because they were like, this is war, you got to egg, you know, they were like egging it on, no pun intended, they were egging it on, like they wanted me to then egg them.
Egging it on, I get it. He said they were egging it on.
Yeah, but I mean, I really don't have that kind of time.
The nigga said they was egging it on when they were throwing eggs.
Yeah, but it wasn't intentional, it's just that was the word I wanted to use.
You sound cool.
People want to know about your brand, dude. What's up with Bosky? Tell us about it.
That shit expensive as hell.
But you guys just make shirts, right?
Hell no. Nah.
So far? I have
one of
the
shirts.
We make
yogurt, too. That shit fire.
Yogurt?
Yeah.
What kind of yogurt? What flavor?
Deodorant flavor.
Sounds amazing. All
right, look. I'm off the high shit. Nigga, ask me some real questions, nigga. And let's get it going. All right, the brand? All right. That's Bossy. That's gang.
What was your favorite TV show when you were 12?
I don't like the way this fucking jacket looks on me. I mean, this bitch looking like a preacher and shit. What? My favorite what?
Your favorite TV show when you were 12, because I was interviewing Drake from Drake and Josh last night. Josh and Drake. Where the fuck
Nigga, Drake and Josh was my favorite TV show, bro. I'm not going to count. That's actually funny as hell.
It's not hidden. He was in here wearing more Gucci than you ever seen in your life last night, bro. So much Gucci. He had this crazy ass like velvet fucking Gucci blazer. He had the Gucci track pants, Gucci socks.
Like, if you was on like Nickelodeon or Disney Channel as a child, you was like destined to be on as an adult. Like, you had to, bro. Like Miley Cyrus and shit, Demi Lovato and shit. Like,
they all have so many followers.
Right, exactly.
My girl had to explain this to me.
Because everybody know them niggas. Like,
yeah, my girl had to explain that, like. Because you know, I didn't really understand the clout of being on a Disney show.
Zac Efron and shit, like,
yeah, because I missed that. Like, I don't remember who the fuck I watched on the Disney Channel when I was a kid, man. We didn't have social media. I couldn't keep up with them.
Remember, nigga? You remember? You used to watch Tosh.0?
Tosh.0 came out when I was, like, already out of high school, bro. I watched motherfucking Sesame Street. I watched Sesame Street. I watched, you know, Rugrats. Got a little older, started watching Saved by the Bell, Full House.
Saved by the Bell was fire.
You watched that?
Malcolm in the Middle was about shit.
See, I was like a little too old for that too. I watched a lot of Simpsons. King of the Hill. No?
Shit week.
Shit week. You're a fucking dickhead, dude. I don't know. I mean, people keep asking about Demi still in the comments. I don't know what the fuck you want me to say. Bro. It's a meme. Do you feel responsible for her overdosing?
Fuck nah. How the fuck I was responsible for this shit, nigga? I was at the crib probably playing Fortnite or some shit when that happened, nigga. Fuck.
Yeah, writing songs, taunting her, sexually harassing her, talking about nutting on her titties.
You starting probably be bumping this shit, nigga.
You starting to reconsider your actions? Like, damn, maybe I was the reason why.
So they get feds, bro.
Bro, look. But did you see the video where
the feds real quick.
Yeah, we're fed gang right now. Did you see the video where they're interviewing her drug dealer?
He fucked her, bro. That's what pissed me off.
But did you notice who's in that clip?
Yes. Big head was in the back, nigga.
Big Head is just posted in the back.
Big Head chain, bro. Like, hit on a chain.
Yes, he was Big Head gang.
Yo, shout out to y'all niggas. That shit was funny as hell, bro.
What kind of drug dealer goes on TV and just talks about selling drugs to someone who just overdosed?
He was drunk, bro.
How'd they even know? How'd they say, like, this was her drug dealer?
This nigga Big Head was in the back. That's funny, bro.
That's the rarest clout imaginable.
Like,
what do you think they were doing?
Like, they was at Hooters, bro. I'm not gonna care.
Big Head, honestly, though, I don't even know how much you know Big Head, but Big Head was just tweeting about how two dudes ran his apartment with guns and tried to kill him.
What the fuck?
Ain't nobody cool. It's not all good in the hood, Camethazine.
Good enough.
Have you ever noticed that your name rhymes with Promethazine?
Nah, I never really pay attention to that. Yo, the comments going crazy, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a lot of people want to know if you have Ligma.
Yeah.
Do you? Fuck, you're not going to fall for it.
Dude, bro. What the fuck is that? I be sitting in my comments, bro.
Ligma balls.
I swear you was going to say that, bro. I
thought I wasn't going to be able to get you.
I swear this nigga was going to say this shit.
I thought I wasn't going to be able to get you, and then you just fucking opened it up. Oh, man. I got Zan. I didn't think I was going to be able to get you.
Nah.
So what's your plan for the year, man?
I got hella good music that's going to keep coming out.
Right.
And me and Adam Sandler finna make a movie.
Adam Sandler, so not Adam 22. You don't fuck with me, huh?
Bro.
I was supposed to be that priest in your video, and then you gave it to Tyler Grosso instead.
You was, bro.
What was that about? I got just casually replaced by Tyler Grosso. Grosso, sorry.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
I wanted to be a priest, man. Anybody?
He might have plugged me that day, and I was just like, yo, stay here, just do this.
Plugged you?
Yeah.
With what? Some shoes?
Mm-mm.
Some juice?
Yeah.
That's your dealer?
No, what the fuck? Yo, this nigga the feds, bro. Yo, grab the K, bro.
Grab the K.
Put this man down.
Oh, yeah. You guys got a bunch of guns or something? I want to see them. But not on camera, because we're going to get in trouble.
Yo, we'll slice this nigga out with the razor blade after we...
Yo, that's viral. That's a viral idea. If you gave me $1.50 during the interview, viral. I just want to say, if anybody wants me to play a priest in their music video, I'm totally down for the sacrilege. So what else do you want to say to the people out there? What's important that we talk about? I'm watching the chat. They seem like they don't know what the fuck they want us to talk about either.
Nigga?
Porn?
That sounds like what you said, bro.
What? Porn? Yeah. I didn't say anything about porn. What kind of porn do you watch?
Oh, watch that shit, bro.
Really? Why not? Support sex workers, man.
You ugly as fuck on this picture we just posted.
I didn't post that. Yeah, I mean, I didn't post it, but we look cool. I like that picture. That's cool. Yeah, I mean, they all want you to talk about porn now. It sucks. Oh, some people are calling you an industry plant. How's that feel?
What's that? I've heard that shit before. What the fuck is that? What's that? I'm not him.
Like, they're saying basically that you are the, like, your career was, like, created by the industry and that you didn't earn it. How do you feel about that?
Ooh, with no features? What the fuck? That nigga sound retarded.
But you have been signed since pretty early on. You gotta be honest about that.
Bro, should I tell these niggas the journey, nigga? I'm not gonna tell them the journey.
Tell them about the journey.
They don't need to know me that well. I can't tell y'all niggas the journey, bro.
People are mad forgetful. They used to talk about Travis Scott saying he was an industry plant.
I've been here, nigga, making music. SoundCloud been up for hellas. You feel me? Like, that's all I gotta say.
What is your response to the allegations that there was some kind of trickery, some kind of tomfoolery with your song Bands, that it was like replaced on SoundCloud, that the views, that it replaced another song that already had a lot of views? Yo, this is a popular conspiracy theory.
I'm going to say I was at the crib getting high when all this went down. I don't know about it.
So you weren't responsible?
Bro. I'm 20, bro.
I'm 20. You didn't go to college. You don't know how to hack SoundCloud.
You feel me? I be chilling. Like,
I'm 20. That was a pretty
you
good.
You feel me? Like, nigga, what the fuck I look like hacking into some shit?
Oh, everybody's saying they want you to freestyle. How you feel about that?
I'm actually a really good freestyler, bro.
You want me to put a beat on?
I don't.
Camethazine type beat?
I'm too high, bro. Fuck, I'll say some weird shit.
You'd be like, Blicky. Blicky. This song is also called Blicky.
I could recite. Bro, back, nigga.
Back.
I could recite a song for you niggas perfectly, though. I could, like, rap one of my songs and it sound like the exact track, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of freaky. You sound like you're listening to the actual song.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Blicky.
I could do it. It sounds just like the actual song. Yeah, my homeboy beatbox the beat and all, nigga, like.
Right. Somebody donated and said something really rude. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to read it. Somebody said that you're like a... They said you're a scuffed Jaden Smith, which basically means you're Jaden Smith, but like a fucked up version. How's that feel? You do kind of look like him.
Nigga, you dress like him, nigga.
I wish. You know how much more his closet is probably worth than mine?
Right, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man, he got drip. Like, I'm not really even into the drip that he's doing, but I mean it seems like it's pretty expensive, as far as I can tell.
What up?
You got a girlfriend yet?
Nah.
Still holding on for Demi?
Yeah.
Would you rather have the sober version or the fucked up version?
Sober version, bro. Come on, bro.
Why? You're not going to be able to smoke and do drugs in front of her. You like that sound? Yo, that sound has already hijacked like multiple interviews because people get so excited when they hear that.
Yo, I didn't get excited, bro. I just thought you were weak as fuck because you made the noise like right after it, bro. Like, boop. Come on, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? At least give it 2 minutes. This nigga just... Bro.
I don't know what you did. This thing got hit right there, boy. You gotta really suck on this thing.
It ain't him, but you a fag, nigga.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. What do you have to say to your gay and lesbian fans?
Nothing. I don't have anything to say to
them. A message of inclusion. I want to hear you tell them that they're okay and that just because you just called me a fag doesn't mean that you hate them. We gotta keep it positive.
I don't.
I want you to fly the rainbow flag at your next show.
You got me fucked up.
Fine. Well, yeah. I would like to say to all the trans kids watching this, I fuck with you. Big Adam fucks with you. Uncle Adam.
This nigga foul.
Yo, foul.
I don't not fuck with y'all.
All right, bro. You got anything left before we end this?
Nah. Do you, nigga? This shit was like 15 minutes. This nigga shortened me on the interview like he don't want to be
here. That was
here
a half hour.
Fuck lines, niggas should be like an hour 30.
I mean, I could keep going all day. I've done fucking 3-hour interviews, but I just don't feel like we're necessarily like making that much headway here. Pause. Like,
all right, bro. This nigga just played me, bro.
I didn't play you.
Nigga ass after the interview.
What do you think that we need to talk about now?
Mateo, what should we talk about?
Mateo, any suggestions?
Let's
ask the manager. I didn't play you.
This nigga just, I flew from Africa to come here to do this shit today, bro. This nigga tried to play me for a 30-minute interview, bro. Like,
what part of Africa?
Zamunda, nigga. Any more questions?
Hey, whatever you want, man.
Zamunda International Airlines. Shit was fire. Niggas had furry seats and shit.
Furry seats. All right, man. Appreciate it. Go get that Bosky tape. That shit hard.
Yeah, that shit is fire, though. Real shit. Okay. Get this shit.
Get it. All right, everybody watch this. Much love.
Let me have some more blunts, bro.
Have some more blunts? I'll give you another blunt. Another Bearwood blunt.
Bearwood. Yeah, give me more of y'all shit.
When people walk in here, I just hand them.
I'm going to take all of y'all
shit. I hand them blunts, and they get hyped. There's no skin off my back. I got about 800 coming later this week.
How many you got left in the bag right now, though?
All I got is the grass now. I don't have any more of the pre-rolls, I don't think.
I accept that, too, bro.
Yeah, go crazy. Bear OG. All right. Kush. Kush and orange juice. Thank you very, very, very much to everybody who enjoyed the stream.
I almost fucked up.
Especially the guy from Pitchfork. Gang.